Mr. Wojciech Kotek can be proud to say that he is a perfectly normal young Czech actor, thank you very much. But on one particular day, almost every year for the last 10 of his 23 years, he becomes an eminently well-known boy wizard by the name of Harry Potter, or rather Harry Potter. Since the age of 12, Wojta has lent his voice to the ever-maturing Wunderkind in the dubbed version of each of the 8 Harry Potter films. And now, with a voice much deeper than Daniel Radcliffe's, as the most famous fantasy series comes to an end, so ends Wojta Kotek's career. Just kidding. As an actor rather than a dubber, he has actually become one of the best-known faces of his generation, having starred in about a dozen films, and when he completes his degree in film direction, he plans to take to the other side of the camera. For this edition of Arts, he told me, among other things, how he came to be involved in theatre and film in the first place.
It was because I was growing in this around these people in theatre, so, well, yeah, it was kind of, well, I think it was destiny and luck. So
you couldn't see yourself doing anything else?
I guess. No.
And with Harry Potter, you started doing this when you were 12 years old. So you've basically grown up doing this. You've spent almost half your life dubbing Harry Potter.
Yeah. It's recorded. All the changes of my voice.
And what are your feelings now that it's over?
Well, me and Harry Potter, we don't have a very kind of specific relation, because I was pretty young, in my 12 years old, and it was kind of a shame to like Harry Potter between the children in the same age. So,
really?
Yeah.
It
yeah.
wasn't such a phenomenon at that point. No.
Well, it was, but we have this specific kind of thinking we check people. That everything that is very famous and phenomenon, we don't like it in the end. So I started to don't like Harry Potter. So for me, it was just one day in studio each year, and it was just work. And I really do not like the books and the movies also.
You don't like the books or the movies?
Like no.
What do you not like about it?
Because I think that it's. Still the same, that Harry Potter comes to Hogwarts or somewhere, I don't know, and he saves everybody but doing nothing, basically. He also, he doesn't talk in the movie. He's just breathing and screaming some spells and these things. But all the nice stuff, all the nice dialogues and lines, it's Dumbledore's lines and Snape's lines.
It's interesting that you say that, because I was looking for a longer clip of your dialogue from the first movie when you were 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very difficult to find actually,
yeah.
Because everyone else is speaking, everyone else is kind of instructing Harry, telling him what to watch out for, telling him you know, what's going on. And Harry says very little,
actually. He's just saying, well, I don't understand it. Or, well, what we will do, these things. So, and maybe in the end of each movie, there is some, 4 lines of some kind of speech of Harry, but not much.
Well, do you want to hear the piece that I did come up with?
Yeah.
Kdo by ale stál o takový život?
Nikdo tě nenapadá.
Chceš tím říct, že to, co zabilo jednorožce, co bylo jeho krev, byl Voldemort?
Víš, co je právě teď ukryto ve vaší škole, Harry?
Kámen mudrců.
Is it that difficult to hear? Yeah.
Yeah, it's very difficult to hear it because, I was. It was from the first episode, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. This is strange that, one time when Harry Potter, they will repeat it. I don't know many times. Well, when I have children or grandchildren, I can play them Harry Potter to see how I was talking when I was a kid, but it's strange to hear it.
So you dubbed your first film when you were 8, and you acted in a film for the first time when you were 12. What's that experience like for a child from your point of view?
It's much more easier to start in this age than when you're an adult, because you don't have boundaries, here in Czech, so you can do everything much more easily than when you're grown up.
I know from my own experience that it's absolutely impossible to get my children to act. I've tried on a couple of occasions, and it's impossible. They just can't. I can't imagine how, as a director, I would get a performance out of a child. So do they have to kind of bully you to a certain extent, or does it just have to come naturally?
Well, if you are a very, very small kid, yeah, they have to bully you somehow and try to make you think that it's everything is just some kind of game or you're playing something. So yeah, that's difficult. But if the kid is, well, 10 years old, you can tell him what are you exactly doing. And some children, they understand it and they can act.
What's life like for Czech child actors as opposed to what you've heard from Hollywood? I mean, is it a normal life?
Yeah, well, I was trying to live a normal life, but well, there was just one only difference that I was having some kind of this project, so I didn't have a lot of time to be in the school, so I have just some individual plan of my studies, but it was kind of same. Like if it will be another, I don't know, working kid.
The Czech translation of Harry Potter is often praised for the creativity of the names, that the names were were translated very well into Czech. Can you like guide our non-Czech speaking listeners through some of the names?
Yeah. Okay, so Dumbledore, it's Brumbál. And
which gives what kind of image to the reader or listener?
It's a kind of a mixture of potatoes, drinking, and dance. another funny name. Well, Hogwarts Bradavice, it's the same. And there are many others, but as I'm not a fan of Harry Potter, I haven't seen the movies. Only in the studio when I was working on them, and then in the cinema, no. So I do not know a lot of names from that movie.
And so what kind of cinema do you like?
Well, a lot of different movies, but the most what I like is our directors, I don't know, Woody Allen, and movies like this. For me, it's more interesting than the big movies like Harry Potter or something like this.
But you're studying direction at FAMU, so what kind of movies do you intend to make?
Well, now I'm writing a script, but with my friends that are helping me to write it, we are a group of people that do things like fictional and parody and sketches and. So it's very close to, I don't know, Monty Python or something like this. Because we don't want to, when we are young, we don't want to do some drama or something from, well, the hard life. Because we don't know it. We are still too young.
So when can we expect to see the first fruits of your labor as a director?
Well, I hope that until I will finish the 30.
By the time you're 30?
Yeah.
It's a long time, so you're not rushed.
It's 7 years, yeah. Right. Well, I don't have to rush.
And the projects that you're involved in now, you're playing in Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew at the National Theatre?
Yeah, it's fun.
How what kind of experience is that?
It's great experience because I acted also in a small theaters, and it's pretty different to play, to act when the crowd is small and the audience is close. And one day you act in this theater, and the next day you're in National Theater, which has, I don't know, 900 places for the audience, and it's very, really, really huge. It's a different type of acting, and it's great experience, and it's fine to have this experience and to say that one time I acted in National Theatre.
And the next time we'll see you on screen will be in Perfect Days by director Alice Nellis. What can you tell us about that film?
Yeah, it's a story of a woman in middle age who realized that she wants some baby, And now, in the meantime, she doesn't have anybody who can make it, so she's still looking for guys and thinking of her life. And I'm one of those guys, but thanks to my age, she don't want to have it with me, the baby, but we fall in love to each other. It's a romantic movie.
Czech actor Vojta Kotek ending that edition of The Arts with Christian Falvey.